tweet at Saturday RTE.
Now, we were talking there about Fine Gael and Sinn Féin in that Dublin-based South by-election, but what about Fianna Fáil? The 14% share of the vote that barely got Jim O'Callaghan over the line in the last election in 2020 has slumped to less than 5%. I want to go now to one of the new TDs elected in that election, Clare TD, Cathal Crowe. Good afternoon, Cathal.
Hi, Katie. Good afternoon.
This must be sending shockwaves through the Fianna Fáil organisation, Cathal.
Can I get Dale to congratulate Ivana? I think it's very important we acknowledge that as a party. You know, she's knocking on the door for a long time. I think this is her third attempt. And look, I'm personally delighted to see someone succeed, and she will be a good representative for her constituency. Look, it's probably too early just yet to have the Johnny Giles, Eamon Dunphy analysis of this, but there are messages, I think, in by-elections, usually delivered to the heart of governments. They have been delivered this time. So what we've seen overnight is we've seen a number of things. The Green Party supports down 14.5%. Our own party supports dropping by 9%. Fine Gael probably losing the most of the three government parties, having had two seats in this constituency.
Okay, talk about Fianna Fáil now, Cathal, because time is short.
And don't switch from percentages to numbers like that.
Cathal.
Sorry, I can't.
Sorry.
I beg your pardon.
Sorry, Cathal. I'm just saying, if you could just stick with Fianna Fáil and the impact and the implications.
Yeah, I'm just giving my take on it, as the other panellists have done. Look, there are messages here for Fianna Fáil. Deirdre was a new candidate. She's only 2 years in politics, and this was a pretty high-profile campaign. So there is that too. Messages have been delivered to all three government parties. We will analyse those over the summer. There'll be nothing knee-jerk in this because we are still working way through crisis. It's been also a positive week in politics. With,
okay, Cathal, can I just put you? Sorry, Cathal, can I just put you what Jim O'Callaghan said last night? The party does not understand the scale of the housing problem, and that unless there is progress made in resolving the housing crisis, the party will see similar results in the next general election. Would you agree with that analysis?
No, I simply wouldn't, for a number of reasons. First of all, I canvassed Haddington Road. I'm from the southern part of County Clare. It was worlds apart. A beautiful part of Dublin I was in, but it's so affluent. And then I often am down in the other parts of the Dublin Bay South constituency, like Pier Street, where you have a saturation of social housing. Fianna Fáil and government does get the housing crisis. And actually, we've had more initiatives sparked over the past 15 months than we've had in the past decade. So there's definitely been inroads made in that.
Okay.
That isn't.
But what do you make then
here,
of Jim O'Callaghan, the Director of Elections in Dublin Bay South, stating that the party, his party, doesn't understand the scale of the housing problem?
No, I don't agree with that. What I really sense, and I'm going to be totally frank and honest with you, even some of my best friends, I don't live in a Fianna Fáil bubble. I have lots of friends who don't support the party or who support me personally. People are really peeved, Katie. And I think that's really what we're seeing in this by-election. People are peeved with COVID. We all initially thought, you know, this was a 2 or 3 week wonder. We get out of it. It's dragging on and on. And with it, there are an awful lot of social restrictions lasting far too long than many would have liked. What we're now seeing in the past week, and sure the other deputies on the call will agree with this, a lot of people are extremely upset, those who aren't vaccinated.
I'm sorry, I'm really sorry to cut across your call, but I need to ask you the question that's in a lot of people's minds today is, Micheál Martin, Jim O'Callaghan said last night that it was, he was non-committal to say the least on whether or not Micheál Martin should lead us into the next general election. Do you think Micheál Martin will lead Fianna Fáil into the next, or should lead Fianna Fáil into the next election?
I think Micheál Martin is our Taoiseach. I would expect, you know, there's a divide here in this. It's going to be half the term fulfilled by a Fianna Fáil Taoiseach and the other half by Fine Gael. I would expect coming into the next general election, we would have a new leader by then. But I think
so. You don't think Micheál Martin will lead Fianna Fáil into the next election?
This is just a personal view I have. I think a lot would share that view, that there would be a new leadership by then. But I think there's a job to be done now, and he's doing a pretty good job in the time of crisis. The real metric of this, and I think the real
benchmark. But he's not the man to take you into the next general election.
I don't expect that's the natural order of things when you're coming out of a leadership term, when you're coming away from being Taoiseach of the country, and he is doing a good job. And he's leading us through a crisis. The economy hasn't imploded.
Okay. Sorry, Cathal, we're actually over time.
You don't like my answer, but that's how I
and
see
I'm
it
sorry,
going.
I'm apologising for cutting across you because we are actually over time. But I do thank you for coming on the programme today.
Can I just very briefly offer my congratulations to Ivana? I forgot to do it early. It was a great day for her and her family.
Okay, on that note, we leave it there.